June 1st marks International Children's Day here in the Czech Republic, where more than 11,000 children who cannot be raised by their biological parents live in institutionalized care, an unusually high number compared with other European countries. Widespread institutionalized care is a legacy of communism, when children's homes were the only option and foster families did not exist. A new initiative, odsouzení.cz, is aiming to change that. I spoke to Roman Pavlík, the coordinator of the initiative which aims to promote alternative forms of childcare, such as foster and adoptive families, in the Czech Republic. I started by asking him to describe the typical situation of a child who cannot be raised by his or her parents here in the Czech Republic.
Children without parents are entirely dependent on the state, which can send them to the institutional care or to the alternative family care, to adoptive parents or foster parents. And unfortunately, the Czech system still prefers the institutional children's homes.
And how many children are there right now in institutionalized care, and why do you consider this problematic?
In Europe, there are about 140,000 children in institutional care, and from this number, the whole 8% of them are in the Czech Republic. So it's about 11,000 children still waiting behind the walls of our children's home.
And why would it be better to raise those children not in institutionalized care, but in foster families?
It's a question, first of all, of the health of the children, because we have some researchers that say it's absolutely important for the especially small children to live in a family, in a family atmosphere, to have one person who is taking care of the child.
And what is the goal of the initiative odsouzení.cz, and maybe you can also tell me who is behind it?
Now, the initiative, on one hand, wants to open eyes of Czech people and focus on this taboo issue. At the other hand, we are actively lobbying to change some key laws focused on old children. It will be really helpful for us to find some more supporters among your listeners who will support us on the Facebook or at our webpage, odsouzení.cz, because it's completely non-profit initiative. Behind it are in these days about 15 NGOs and a lot of supporters from some known persons like Ivan Trojan, the actor. So we have a lot of supporters even among these, let's say, famous people in Czech Republic. And it's crucial for us to find more people, even among citizens, who will support our initiative and who are willing to change the system.
Lastly, I believe that you also say that the development of a proper foster care system here in the Czech Republic could actually save the state some money. Can you explain that a bit?
Yeah, absolutely. The institutional care is, let's say, 7 times more expensive than the alternative family care. So it's about like 40,000 crowns per month to take care of one child in an institution, in comparison to about 7,000-8,000 per month to take care in family. So I mean, it's absolutely better way how to actually save money in the state system, and to focus on family care and to support adoptive parents or foster parents here in Czech Republic.
That was Roman Pavlík of the Initiative for Alternative Care, odsouzení.cz.